the bands of empire. Remember when a departing President Obama reassured the nation that everything was all right after the ascension of Donald Trump to the Oval Office? Well, a week has passed, and guess what? It ain't all right. Perhaps for the Obamas it's all right, for they go on to lives as a wealthy, privileged family. Not so for millions of Americans who are Muslims, not to mention millions of Muslims living overseas. For them, the realization that the U.S. has announced what can only be termed a Muslim ban fills the pits of their stomachs with dread. Trump, the president of paranoia, who campaigned on fear of the other, xenophobia, misogyny, and a crude racism. The world is out to get him. Him, who was born to wealth and all its advantages. The ban of Muslim immigrants has been the best recruiting poster Al-Qaeda or ISIS could ever have dreamed of. According to some reports, ISIS prayed for Trump's victory. Well, their prayers have been answered. 1 week, and the nation is awash in chaos. Yeah, buddy, a hell of a job of making America great again. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.